Yeah, the E-series of the 7550s and 550s were phased out going into 2019. And like I said, I got mine by luck because there was a New Jersey Sheriff's Department that ordered both APXs and XPR radios for their department, and they didn't find out till after the order was placed that APXs and XPRs do not talk on the same wavelength, so to speak, so they got stuck with the XPRs, and they just had a fire sale, and I got them, you know, below cost. I mean, below cost, even when I went to Motorola to initially get my radios programmed, which is GMRS, and get them, you know, a baseline started in them. They asked me, and I actually showed them the paperwork for the receipts, and they could not believe it. He said, that's even below our costs. And I said, well, they were desperate to get rid of them. So I was lucky there. And, you know, like you say, things are hard to find, you know, these kits for removable face plates and remote heads and everything like that. They're out there, but you really got to dig. I mean, I'm looking, I don't know if I'll ever get on P25, but there are P25s out there, and I almost dropped it, some money on a UHF R1, R2, VHF, APX 6000. My cap is 2000, and this one was available at 1990, but I'm still going through some financial issues that won't be cleared up till July. But if I had at that moment, I might have just pulled the trigger. Because that's all I need. I don't need anything in 7, 8, and 900 megahertz. There's no reason for me to be up there. But just a nice all-around one radio that handles UHF, VHF, and P25. That would have been the perfect radio for sure. But these deals are out there. You just got to really, really dig and look for them.